This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Ernesto Araujo, he's on location in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, who's home here in North America with me for 20, 30 minutes. He's been traveling the road. The inauguration and the new president in Argentina, Javier Milei, the significance here is that during the campaign, Mr. Milei made many, many promises. And what is to be done about those promises? Chiefly the economy, the very bad economic front that Argentina has offered its people for many decades, and the entrenched Peronistas in the unions, in the government, in the schools, throughout the land. How does one man take on all that at the same time? He's dealing with a $44 billion debt or worse to IMF. I welcome both you gentlemen. And Joseph, I want to begin with you because this was an event for the whole of the Americas. Who attended of the leaders of the Americas? You have the list. Good evening, Joseph.
No, good evening, John. And so there'll be a bunch of negative press, as there tends to always be when there's a conservative president that rises to power. They're going to talk about who wasn't at his inauguration. But I think it's important to know who was, and of the current presidents in the region, you had the president of Uruguay, Luis Lacalle Pou, who's a staunch defender of democracy in the region. You had the president of Ecuador, the newly elected president of Ecuador, newly inaugurated as of last month, Daniel Noboa. He's kind of a very young millennial president. I believe he's only in his 30s. You had the president of Chile, who despite probably his ideological opposition to Argentina, is trying to maintain institutional relations with the country, which is important, which is the opposite of Lula da Silva in Brazil. And I'm sure Ernesto can talk about that. The president of Paraguay, Santiago Peña, who also is trying to, he's a conservative president. He's trying to balance Mercosur with the interests of some of the more autocratic socialist presidents in the region. These were the main Latin American presidents that were in attendance. But aside from Latin America, you had the president of Hungary, Viktor Orban, the president of Armenia, the king of Spain, Zelensky, Vladimir Zelensky from Ukraine, that was in attendance. And let me make this one point, John, because I think, you know, what was really significant to me was who came to his inauguration that could be presidents in the near future. Jose Antonio Kast, who leads the Republican Party in Chile, who's coming up for a vote very soon for the Constitutional Assembly, who defeated the previous Constitutional Assembly, has the most seats in that assembly, his Republican Party. Jose Antonio Kast is a prime contender to be president of Chile 2025. Our good friend Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal, who is a prime contender to be the president of Colombia come 2026. Patricia Chirinos, who's a contender to become the president of Peru in 2026. And of course, Bolsonaro is both the son Eduardo Bolsonaro, who's a good friend of Javier Milei, and his father, Jair Bolsonaro, the former president of Brazil. So these political figures are, to me, very prominent. And of course, not last but certainly not least, our own Ernesto Araújo was also in attendance. And I think the outside support that Milei got, to me, was very significant and kind of also weighs the current heads of state that were present at his inauguration.
We go to our good colleague, Ernesto Araújo in Buenos Aires. Ernesto, thank you very much. The quote that I like most from Mr. Milei's inaugural speech was, "The challenge we have is titanic." What was the event? What was the mood of the event? And what did you make of his speech? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. We have a new era starting in Argentina. I think that was the mood. That was Milei's message. The main point is it's not just a change of government, it's a new era of new policies, but also of a new hope of Argentina recovering its ideal. I'm very touched by that because I'm convinced that you need ideals to change reality. You cannot change reality just working from inside it. So, of course, he's presenting an ideal which is hard to achieve, but that's what that's why he got elected. And Argentinians will have to fight through one or two years of hardship. But I think people are convinced that this was the only way. And investors are receiving, are giving a very good message. The promises and plans of international investors to come back. I also spoke to a couple of very prominent Argentinian business people, business leaders who are convinced that this is the thing, and they have billions and billions of dollars away from Argentina that they are might be ready to bring back. So Milei associates the let's say the spiritual mobilization of people. Okay, let's make Argentina great again. To quote the famous story, he brings this sort of transcendental approach. His main theme also is that we need the forces of heaven with us, and he quotes the Bible in that sense. At the same time, he's a great economist, and he has a great economic plan, and he's pushing forward with that plan. So this might be where is this plan based? Which is the principle? Which is the column of that plan? It's freedom. So I think this is obviously immensely important for Argentina and for Latin America, but maybe for the whole free world, because it, to a large extent, the problems we're living through is because main countries in the free world, North America, Europe, don't believe in freedom anymore, in the principle of freedom. They believe in different kinds of social control by the state. Milei is the opposite of that. So in a sense, in the domain of ideas, Milei makes Argentina now, I would say, the leader of the free world. Of course, not militarily or economically, but ideologically, this might be the rebirth of freedom as the organizing principle of the West as a whole.
Joseph, your comment on Milei's presentation, talking about new ways to do things. Does this in some fashion inhibit or confront the neighborhood, which would include Brazil and Chile and the Andean chain, but the whole of the Americas, the pink tide? Is his language confrontational, or is he indifferent to that?
No, it's not confrontational. It's aspirational. As Ernesto was saying, he's trying to paint a vision for Argentina and arguably for the entire continent of South America, and a vision that many countries haven't yet able to achieve. But as Ernesto was mentioning, you know, the fact that you don't achieve an ideal doesn't mean that you're a failure. That means you're actually in pursuit of success. I mean, America is a country that was built off ideals as well. We don't always achieve those ideals, but the fact that we have ideals in the first place is what makes us a great nation. So I think that Javier Milei is reinstilling that optimism, that hope inside the country. He's bringing back self-esteem to Argentinians. This is a big problem that Latin Americans have, John. This has been throughout my whole career. You know, my parents are from Bolivia. I used to travel back to that country when I was a kid. And Latin Americans don't believe in themselves. They don't believe that their country could ever change. They don't believe that their country could ever be great. They don't believe that they could ever have a functioning government. And so when you start to have that kind of lack of belief, that lack of aspiration, the lack of a vision, that's when you get things like migration, organized crime, and everything, because you succumb to the darker forces. So I think Milei is bringing back a self-esteem to Argentina that they once had 100 years ago, which is, I think, exactly what his electors elected him for. One last thing, John. I also believe that he did something that, you know, is maybe novel in politics. I don't know, but he's telling the people the truth. He said, we're broke. He said, we do not have money. He said, we don't, it's going to get tough. And that's a message that's important to hear, because the truth is Argentina is in even probably worse shape than the public knows. They know the inflation figures, but what they don't know is all the corruption looting that's been happening by the persistent years of corruption from previous Argentine governments. So being very upfront and forthcoming with the people about that, I thought that was a very key to, in order to set expectations.
Ernesto, I know you have to go. You have many events to supervise and participate in, but your thoughts here. Shock treatment was one of the remarks that the new president made. That means that the dollars that are said to be under mattresses in coffee cans are kept very private by the people of Argentina. They have to bring those dollars out if the peso is to be floated on the free market, meaning somewhere between 300 and 1,000 pesos per dollar. But in order to bring their dollars out, they have to trust the government won't confiscate them. Does that trust exist right now, Ernesto?
Oh, I think it does, because Milei has legitimacy. He has a strong support in Congress. Of course, he'll have to negotiate for majorities, and strong support from parts of the establishment. I was mentioning very prominent business leaders, for example, the whole group of former President Macri. So I think he'll convince people that they can bring the dollars out. Those Argentinians that have maybe $400 billion out of the country, if they bring this in, this will be the key.
Ernesto Araújo, he is in Buenos Aires. He has to go on to events. They are celebrating of the new president. Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, is with me. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.